Hey guys, Dil here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't. So you've done 2008, 2009, the grand final rematch in 10. 11, you retired and then came back, did 17, 18, 19. Those games in those grand finals, what are your favourites? I suppose going back now, which games do you look back and go, geez, that was a big game? And in those games, are there any memories that sort of the game just slowed down and you remember something happening or watching something going, shit, I'm actually here, that just happened?
Oh, I'm lucky. Some of those games have been some classics. So I think 09 was the toughest game I think I've ever umpired. I think at the time it was like the most tackles ever.
Is that St Kilda Geelong?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was with the toe poke.
Yep.
Yep.
And so I had that incident. And you knew at the time, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, it was just a pretty cool thing. And then, like, that. And I think people forget because at the end it was 10 points or something. But when the siren went, I think it was 4 points. And then someone kicked a goal, you know, as everyone was walking off, walking away.
Basically. Was it Max Rook?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was tough. And, you know, that had the point, you know, touch the post, you know, you throw that into the equation, where does it sit, all that sort of stuff. Like, that was a really, really just a tough game. And then the draw was just like, yeah, that was an experience I don't think I'll never forget that because, you know, I just happened to be in the middle of the ground and had that last sort of minute. And you knew this has got to go any time now. I was well aware that it was a draw. And when that siren went, the stillness of everyone just in shock. And you're just sitting there and you're thinking. And there was it was the only time that you sort of had this, I explain it as this sense of like, I don't know, it's over the top, but like a oneness with the players. Like we all just could not believe that, and I'm looking, I was standing there, just players all around me, just exhausted. And then, like, Nick Del Santo had the ball, and I went over and got the ball, and then I helped him up, and then there was a photo of me helping him up, and then that was, like, everywhere the next day, and that was a pretty cool photo. But then, you know, like, afterwards, like, what does this mean?
You know, like, what was going to happen?
Yeah.
Like,
and we knew, and there was just this sort of, like, I can't believe we have to go through all this again because grand final week for me anyway is I think everyone experiences it differently, but you get told you're doing the grand final. I'm not really doing cartwheels. I'm just like, okay, let's get this right.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big game. You can't stuff this up. Let's get this right. So it's just about preparation, getting it right and that sort of stuff. And then you're always telling yourself, for me, my body was always gone by the end of the year. I'm just getting through, my back's stiff, all those types of things. I'm like, just four more quarters. That's all it is, four more quarters. You get to three-quarter time, you're like, one more quarter, one more quarter. And then the goes, you know, that all meant nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think everyone had that same experience, like, Jesus, we've got to do this all again. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And then the other one was obviously the West Coast Collingwood.
Dom Sheed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So that was a really, really good game.
Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, that'd be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, or even share with one of your friends, or you could do them all. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggest a guest, or advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in. IllyXX.